The Fortunes and Misfortunes of the Famous Moll Flanders by Daniel Defoe. My true name is so well known in the records or registers at Newgate and in the Old Bailey that it is not to be expected I should set my name to this work. Perhaps after my death it may be better known. At present it would not be proper. No, not though a general pardon should be issued. It is enough to tell you that as some of my worst comrades, who are out of the way of doing me harm, having gone out of the world by the steps and the string, as I often expected to go, knew me by the name of Moll Flanders. So you may give me leave to go under that name till I dare own who I have been, as well as who I am. My mother was convicted of felony for a petty theft scarce worth naming, viz., borrowing 3 pieces of fine holland of a certain draper in Cheapside. The circumstances are too long to repeat, and I have heard them related so many ways that I can scarce tell which is the right account. However it was, they all agree in this, that my mother pleaded her belly, and being found quick with child, she was respited for about 7 months, after which she was called down, as they term it, to her former judgment, but obtained the favour afterward of being transported to the plantations, and left me about half a year old, and in bad hands, you may be sure.